Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Daf Ayin Dalet and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Halacha Dalet, starting on Gimel Beis in the bottom. Says the Mishnah, HaPraitiyos Asurus. So after we learned in the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't care about the father, you just care about the mother. So if I have a mule who's coming from a donkey, the mother donkey and a father horse, he could be with donkeys. And vice versa, if the mother is a horse and his father is a donkey, he can be with horses. We're talking about a proteus. Proteus is you don't know where the father and mother came. It's a mule. But I don't know who the father and who the mother is, so they're assuring you can't put them together because maybe it's a horse, maybe it's a donkey. Ve'aromach mutter. Romach is the type of animal who is mutter to be with others. It's a type of mule that you always know who the mother is, and therefore they can be together with each other, all the romachs. The Abne Asode Chayo. Abne Asode is a type of animal that looks like a human being, but it's attached to the ground. And the Mishnah refers to this, called Abne Asode. You have this creature that looks like a human being attached to the ground. And if you cut off, as Moses is going to tell us, you cut off the attachment to the ground, it dies right away. That's called a Chayo, meaning you consider it to be an animal, like a wild animal. No, you treat it like a human being, and if it dies, it causes tumor. So nafkamina is, can you allow it to plow with other animals? If you hold it's a chayo, you can't allow it to plow with other animals. But if you hold it's an agam, the same human being is allowed to plow with animals. So also Abne Asode can plow with other animals. Continues the mission of Haidal the Mudalef, HaKoyped V'chulda Sasnoim Chayo. The hedgehog and a type of a squirrel are considered to be a chayo, and they have the dinim of all chayas. Chulda Sasnoim, says the Gemara, the second animal we mentioned, meaning, Shammai say we're not sure if it's a chayo or it's a sheretz. A sheretz is usually a type of worm. Now, what's the point? Because there's a difference in tumor of the toiro when we speak about an animal or we speak about a sheretz. If it's a sheretz, so it's metame bekadosho. It's the size of a pea, it's already metame. But only bimago, only if you touch it, not if you carry it. If it's a chayo, so it's metame bekazais, and you have to have a size of kazais. And then it's metame not only when you touch it, but also when you carry it. So if you have a kazais, according to Bichami, you machmir to treat it like a chayo. It's metame also when you carry it. If you have a kadosho, so you machmir to be like a sheretz, it's metame bimago, but not bimaso. Because bimaso, imonoshach, if it's a chayo, it won't metame unless you have kazais. If it's a sheretz, the sheretz is not metame unless you touch it. So that's what the Mishnah says. Metame kazais b'maso, if it's a kazais, metame even carrying, b'kadosho, says a kadosho b'mago. Continues the Mishnah, shor bar min behemo. The bison is a domestic animal, it's a behemo. Rabbi Yisrael min chayo, Rabbi Yisrael argues, says it's a chayo. Kelev min chayo, the dog is a chayo. Meyohim min behemo, as a din of a behemo, of a domestic animal. Hachazir min behemo, a pig is a min behemo. Ha'oroi min chayo. The orid is a wild donkey, as din of a chayo. Hapil ve'akoyf, the elephant and the monkey, min chayo, they're considered to be a chayo. The odo mutim kulom lachosh limshuch. There's no issue for a human being to plow or to carry a load with them. There's no issue to align with a human being. Now, what's left coming in the whole list that we mentioned, if it's a chayo behemo, it's only a din for mekach u'memkar, says Reb Chaim. Meaning, if someone sells to somebody else a domestic animal, he needs to know what's in the list of domestic. Someone says a wild animal, you need to know what's on the list of wild. Continues the Gemara and says, a proteus asumus v'ramach mutter, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Rav Ein v'shem ablozer, ramacha, that we spoke about, the second one, which is mutter, teloi kelinos. It's a type of horse that there's no way to capture it, to hold on to it, because it's so wild. Kemod teimar b'nei ramachim. That's what the Pasuk was referring to, b'achashverish, that they had the riders that used the ramachim. So they used these very, very wild horses. Continues the Gemara, Adne Asod, the Chayar, said this mean creature that looks like a human being, but it's connected to the ground. Yesi Arki, that's the name of the Mandomar speaking, by Nash, a human being, the Turhu, it's a human being that grows in the mountains, lives in the mountains, Fuchaye Mentibure, and he's connected with a subway, he's connected from his stomach to the ground. It's connected from his navel to the ground. If sik tiburei, if he's not connected to the ground anymore, loichai, doesn't live anymore. And the Reb Chaim brings the explanation that to fight this type of creature is very hard to fight him. So the Gemara is basically telling you what's the way the people fought him is by making sure to cut their connection to the ground. Says the Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Sabrisi Oimer Metamois Be'oil, that he has a din Tumas Oil like a human being. Reb Chaim Baruch Rishon Beis V'Chanina Tamid Abreisi, what's the reason Abreisi? V'chol She'igo Al Pnei Asode, Be'Godel Al Pnei Asode. The Torah says anything you touch Al Pnei Asode causes Tumo, means whatever grows from the ground, which is talking about these Abnei Asode. Continues the Gemara and says, Ayiruos V'Anamis, Harim Ke'oif Kol Dover. These are types of birds. A yaru is not so clear what it is. A namis is an ostrich, has a din of a bird. Ve'anocha shorei kechayo, and the snake has a din of a chayo. Continues the Gemara Chulas Asnoi, Reisi Oimer mentioned regarding that type of squirrel that, according to Beit Shammai, we're not sure if it has a din of a sheretz or has a din of a chayo. There's six things and we're not sure what it is. They have a list of six fakas. One is Hatzolof Be'ilon Ke'Beit Shammai. Tzolof, this type of tree in the one of the trees, Be'ilon, one of the trees. According to Beit Shammai, we're not sure what it is. Is it a tree or is it a vegetable? Now we're using Reb Chaim's Girso. Klei Neter Be'Klicheres Ke'Beit Shammai. Also, this type of clay called Klei Neter, which is one of the Klei Cheres. According to Beit Shammai, we're not sure what's the din. We don't know if we have a din of Klicheres or a din of Klishetef. Regarding Tumo, does it get Tumo in the inside, like Klicheres, and not on the outside? Or it gets Tumo in the outside, and not on the inside, like a regular Klishetef? So that's another suffix of Beit Shammai. Continues the Gemara, Chuldas Asnoim that we just mentioned over here, Bashrotzek Beit Shammai. Chuldas Asnoim is a part of Shrotzim or not. That's Beit Shammai's suffix. Poil Mitzri Bazroim. When we talk about Poil Mitzri, this type of bean called Poil Mitzri. In Zroim, question is, does it have a din of a bean or a din of a vegetable? V'adroigenus ba'adam, you have adroigenus and adam, you don't know if it's a male or female. Koi b'chayo, and this animal called koi, we're not sure if it's a chay or me'imo, divrei hakol. That's a suffix according to everybody, not only according to Beit Shammai. Says the word of Chab Baruch Omar, v'amo triksin. What's Amatriskin? In Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, between the area in Beis HaMikdash called Kodesh, and the area called Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a wall which was one Amah thick. In Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there was two curtains. And the question is, the area between the two curtains, is that a din of Kodesh? Does that belong to the Heichal, to the part outside of Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or belongs to Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's a Sofek, we don't know what it is, so that's also in the list of Sfekis. Says the Gemara, Ma'u ve'amo triksin. Why is it called Trixin? Rav Yoino B'Tzirai Omar, it's not B'Tzirai explain, Trixin. Trixin means, what does Trixin mean? It's a combination of inside and outside. Torich means inside, and Soy means outside. So it's called Trixin to speak, to say the word Trixin, which means inside, outside. Ma'ami Mifim Mibachutz, we don't know what's inside, we don't know what's outside. So the Gemara now in the Ainam Dav says, let's try to bring a raya from the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk that the area of the Eichol, the area of the what's called Kodesh, outside of Kodesh Kodoshim, is 40 Amo. No, the 40 Amo does not include the wall. So you see that the Eichol is only 40 Amo, not including the extra Amo of the wall. So you see that the wall is Kodesh Kodoshim. That shows you that the wall is bifrim. So says the Gemara, one second, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, also Kodesh Kadoshim, we know the measurements. It's 20 by 20. And this 20 by 20 does not include the wall. That tells you that the wall is outside. So also from the pesukim you have a problem. On one hand, the pesukim will tell you that the amo is not part of the eichol, but it's part of Kodesh Kadoshim. On the other hand, the pasuk tells you it's not part of Kodesh Kadoshim. So you mail it's part of the eichol, so we don't know what it is. And that's why, that's the suffix, what is the din of this amo trixin, of this wall between Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Ayin Dalet.